And that is so true. Being the last 10 days or so with my kids in Texas and my little grandbaby who's 2.5, Jolie, when he would get hurt or something would happen, you know, he would go run into his mommy or his daddy, whoever was right there, for comfort, you know? And God is that for us, Betty. That's who he wants to be for us. You got about 2 minutes, Betty, before we have to go into talking about the prayer line. So you want to comment on that?
Yeah, you giving me 2 minutes? That's
I'm sorry. I just have to watch the clock. That's my job in here in the control room.
I know.
That's to control job, you, Betty. That's my job in the control room.
Well, if you can do that, praise God. One of the things, and I so agree with Megan, is like when you go to Texas or you come up to Indiana.
Yeah.
What joy that fills your heart.
It does.
It just gives you a fuzzy, warm, fuzzy feeling when one of the grandkids says, "Hey, Nana Florida, I love you."
Mm-hmm.
Or one of these days they'll say, "Hey, Nana Angel," or you know, or with Megan's, "Hey, Mom."
Right.
"Mom."
Right. Doesn't that feel good? Yes, it does.
And you know what? And you know what? It makes me so happy to know that when I pick up the Word of God and I hear that my God loves me more than anything else, what joy fills my heart, what joy floods my soul,
yes,
is to hear God tell me that he loves me.
Yes.
Just like my grandkids telling me that he loves me.
Yes.
And people, and our listeners, and Angel and Megan and Pastor, you know that God loves you. Now, what we have to do is we've got to spread that love.
Yes,
to cancel out all fear and increase people's faith by telling them how much that God loves them.
Absolutely.
And it's not hard to do, but we just have to get out of our comfort zone, throw away the timidity, and say, "Okay, God, I'm here. Use me. Whatever you want me to do, I'll be your hands and your feet. I'll be your mouth. I'll speak forth words of encouragement, words of praise to give you the glory, because I know how much you love me."
Amen. And you know, there's so many times when we buy the lie of the devil that God's mad at us about this or that. A failing, a bad thought pattern, a sin, whatever it might be. And there's so many times we let that whole mindset drag us down, Angel, into the depths. And we need prayer. We need people to encourage us and be there for us, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Sometimes we almost lose hope.
We do. You know, we start tunneling in because, you know.
Tunneling in.
We'll tunnel in. So, like, we'll hear a comment from somebody, or we'll have this thought process pull in our head. "Oh, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. No one likes you. You're whatever." And then we start repeating that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kind of get tunneled into that, meaning we're not accepting good or the truth, because we're just so stuck in this thought pattern that's not truth. It's not of God. It's a lie. That's what Satan's out there to do, to kill, steal, and destroy.
That's right.
And he starts with giving us, you know, the information that we can keep doing it to ourselves. We're beating ourselves down instead of reaching out for the help, or someone can say, "No, here's the truth of the Word of God. You are blessed. You are chosen. He formed you in your mother's womb." Like, we need to reach out.
You just did a perfect segue into the second hour, and you didn't even know it, because we don't plan what's going to happen here. We just let the Holy Spirit move. We are excited about what God is doing in our lives, our ministry. We have a new website that's going to be launched in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and that'll be bohmglobal.com. We'll tell you more about that. We did do a Facebook post during our service this morning. Go to my post, Marcia McAllister. It's spelled kind of weird, M-A-R-C-I-A, McAllister, M-C, capital A-L-L-I-S-T-E-R, or go to Beacon of Hope Ministries. And you can pull that Facebook post up, listen to it. It's 13 minutes long. It will help you. It will bless you. And it will encourage you, as will this second hour with Betty and Megan and Angel, which we're excited about. Betty's going to talk to us in a minute, as soon as I do station ID, about the prayer line. and why you need to write this email address down somewhere. Prayers at BOHM. It stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com, because we are a global ministry. And we are going to be right back with Betty to tell us more about that, and Angel to tell us more about our Thursday night show in just a minute. Hang on. Here we go.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.
I didn't coordinate that quickly enough, and so we missed the 3 a.m. stations. So here they are, 1340 a.m., 1350 a.m., 1400 a.m., and then the two FM stations. Five stations come out of this station right here. And the two FM are 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM. We are now on YouTube. The cameras have been placed in here in the control room, but I don't think you can see me in here. I think we don't have that on. But you can see Angel in the studio. She's in there. I'm through the glass in here running everything because I like to run everything. Right, Angel? That's what you like to tell me, right?
Oh, yes. Oh,
that's
yes.
What you like to tell me, yeah. So that's where I am running all these boards and everything. And so welcome, YouTube / go ahead, Megan. Did you want to comment on that? Megan? Or was that Betty?
Wasn't me, darling.
Okay. YouTube / Tan Talk Radio / live. If you're just now joining us, you can catch and do that. YouTube / Tan Talk Radio / live. Betty, talk to us about the prayer ministry.
Well, I tell you what, one of the things that we can do for each other is pray. If you have a need or a concern, we have warriors standing by to pray on your behalf. If you have a request, please send it to prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. We will send that out, attach a prayer, and they will go to battle for you. We will boldly approach the throne of God with confidence, and letting you know that when you send a prayer to us, we will pray, because God answers prayer. And what we would like for you to do, that if you would like to be a part of the prayer ministry, then say, hey, please add me to the list. I would love to be a part of this mighty moving force of God. Again, say, add me to prayers at BOHMGlobal.com.
Amen.
And if you would like to be a prayer messenger, and say, hey, I would love to be able to type prayers for the prayer ministry, send that to prayers at BOHMGlobal.com, and we would love to be able to talk with you about what we do here and how we pray, because we believe in the power of Almighty God, and we do believe in the power of prayer. And God's answering a lot of prayers.
Amen.
We've had people in the last few weeks. We've had a gentleman that was seeking a job that he got because he had favor with the Lord. We've had a lady that's been healed of cancer.
Yes.
We've had a lot of praise reports. I could go on and on and on about giving God the glory. But again, send your prayer request to prayers at BOHMGlobal.com.
Thank you, Betty. Angel.
Well, on Thursday nights here on this channel at 6:06 p.m., we have Go Yard, which is our life coaching radio show with me, Dr. Angel, and you, Mama Mac, with your alter ego. And we are just tackling life, and we hit the real nitty-gritty of things. We're out there giving our listeners great practical tools to help them get through life and do it well and not feel overwhelmed or overstressed. So we've taken on topics such as parenting and stress and depression and anxiety and boundaries, and I think we have covered so many topics in our five and a half years.
It's
that
crazy, isn't it?
It has, yes. It's a great resource, though.
We're starting a new series this week, and we have no idea what it is. And so we will jump into something new. And it's always practical. Megan, you listen a lot. Would you comment on Go Yard on Thursday night, 6:06 p.m., right here on this radio station? Dr. Angel and me, Mama Mac?
Yes, ma'am. You know, Go Yard is a lot of informative information, especially about hardcore subjects that a lot of people don't like to talk about because they can be a little sensitive, like setting boundaries or how to handle certain life situations. But, you know, it's awesome because
you guys put your perspective together, which is, Pastor, you come from a counseling and pastoral position, but then you've got Dr. Angel that comes from the mental health side of things, and then it's also interactive. So it's something that I enjoy listening to because it's just good information. I mean, even if it's something that's not with you now, it's something that you can put in your memory bank if you need to pull it up at a later time.
Exactly. And you can find a lot of shows on our website, which is GoYard 2014. That's the year we started it. GoYard2014.org. It's an ORG website. So GoYard2014.org. Go there. We've got a lot of shows there by title. Then here on TantalkNetwork.com, you can go to podcasts. Go to that tab and go down to the name of our show, Go Yard, and you'll find a ton of shows there. Then on YouTube now, you can go to YouTube.com/TanTalkRadio/GoYard, the name of our show, and you're going to find them with dates on them, not with titles yet. But we are going to be moving some to our website as we continue to work on all that. We're going to start this second hour with one of my favorite songs by a group called Crowder, All My Hope. Love it. You need hope today? Here it is. Listen. It's in Jesus. Jesus is going to take away that fear you have today. Love this song. Let it minister to you.
I've been held by Savior. I've felt fire from above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal return. All my hope is in Jesus. The prison, I've worn shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. Yes, I have. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. That's why I sing. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. There's a kind of thing that just breaks a man. Break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. This Lord, then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. Yes, all my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood.
Yes. been washed by the blood. Praise God. All my hope is in Jesus. We're glad you've joined us today on Living the Good Life. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, through the pen of Moses, said this, that he might make you recognize and personally know, who? God. That a man does not live by bread only, but man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. That's Deuteronomy 8:3, and Jesus quoted that when he was tempted by the devil in that temptation, where he had been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And here's what Jesus quoted. Devil, No, we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Dear one, this is a difficult time for a lot of people because they're afraid. They're afraid of what might happen. They're afraid of normal life being suspended temporarily, which it is for most people, suspended temporarily. We're going to go to Matthew 6, and we're going to talk about the disciples said to Jesus, teach us to pray, okay? And I mentioned this a little bit on the Facebook post this morning, but we're going to go into a little more depth here. Jesus says to them, don't pray to get noticed. That's not what you pray about. You don't go to a prayer meeting and try to shout the loudest. It's not about that. Jesus said, when you pray, verse 6, Matthew 6, verse 6, when you pray, go into your most private room and closing the door, pray to your Father who sees in secret. He rewards you in the open. And when you pray, verse 7, don't heap up a lot of phrases. Multiply words, repeating the same thing over and over. Because it says the Gentiles think that if they do this and they just keep saying the same thing over and over again, it'll happen. Verse 8, Matthew chapter 6. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Whoa. So he already knows, Angel, what you need before you ask him. So it begs the question, why ask him? You want to comment on that?
Well, sure. I mean, it's for our faith. It's for our benefit. You know, when we're asking, first of all, we're humbling ourselves. We're lowering ourselves and realizing, no, this is, I need God's help for this. So we are surrendering it. And when we're asking it, we are giving it to him and letting him handle it in his will. So
we are always told to pray, right?
We are told to pray because it's humbling us.
Yes.
Instead of making, you know, a lot of times, and this is one of the most difficult things even in the counseling room is, you know, people, oh, they feel like they're just so independent. I've got to handle this and I got to be strong enough and I have to do this and I have to do that. And so when we're asking God, we are telling God, no, this
I cannot.
This is beyond my strength and power. I need your power. So we're humbling ourselves, but we're also giving it and laying it down at his altar.
We are. And God loves it when we humble ourselves and go, I can't fix it. Here we go. I got to trust you, Lord. Megan, comment on that if you will.
You know, I think a lot of people sometimes feel like that they don't know how to pray because they feel like there's this,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It has to be structured.
Yes.
This magic formula.
You know, right.
Yeah, right. Like, and if you don't come to him appropriately, then he's going to turn you away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to come with this, you know, like a valedictorian speech prepared to go before the throne. No. You know, you're his son and you're his daughter.
Right.
And you can come to him as you would come to your parents, as you would come to your best friend. It doesn't have to be eloquent. And there are times where you're going to be caught speechless. And I, you know, recently have kind of been in that point because it's like, Lord, you know, I've been telling you know my heart, you know not my desires. And so what I've just been praying is I've been protecting myself with the armor every morning.
Sure.
I've been telling the Holy Spirit whenever I can, hey, intercede for me right now because I don't have the words to come to my mouth. And that's what the Holy Spirit is for.
Yes.
And so is Jesus. They go before the throne for us.
Yes.
And so you don't have to come with this, with all these words. You don't have to, you don't even have to say a thing. You just say, Lord, I need you. And just go into a quiet space. And sometimes we don't need to speak. We need to listen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that sometimes there's a time for both or there's a time for just one. But that's for each individual person. But prayer doesn't have to be a structured thing.
Oh, no. And I wrote it on the board this morning. Keep it simple. Because when the disciples say, teach us to pray, Jesus doesn't go into five chapters on how to pray, Betty. And nothing against Betty. Betty prays amazing and prays. That didn't come out right, did it? You're gonna?
No, it did not. You better ask.
I'm repenting right now.
I'm a long prayer.
I'm repenting in the name of Jesus right now.
But Jesus
said in Matthew 6:9, pray like this: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Holy be your name. We pray to the Father. In the name of Jesus, that's the authority that we have to approach the throne. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to say that again. You can write it down. Take it to the bank. You pray to the Father. Jesus didn't say, pray to me. Now, a lot of times we talk to Jesus, but Jesus teaches here, pray to the Father by the authority of Jesus, the name of Jesus. That's why we close our prayers so often in the name of Jesus, amen, right? It's the authority there. And by the power of the Holy Spirit guides us and teaches us what to say, okay? And he says, your kingdom come, verse 10 of Matthew 6. I mentioned this on the Facebook post this morning. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the original Greek translation, when Jesus said that, he said this, come, your kingdom, be done. Thy will. Why is that so important? What's the difference there? Come, thy kingdom, be done, thy will. Angel, you want to comment on that before I get back to Betty on that?
Sure.
Why is that so important?
Well, because there's an authority to that. There's,
oh, yeah.
There's power to that. So we're in agreement with, you know, come, kingdom, thy, you know, we want his will first and foremost above everything in our lives. You know, I think a lot of times we kind of go to God with this prayer request and we kind of already know in our head the way we want God
sure,
to come
sure.
through with
right.
it.
Yeah.
And so we're just kind of wanting God to do it our way, but we need to surrender that's not that humility he's looking for. And so thy will be done above all, above what my human mind thinks it wants or my human heart thinks it needs or wants. I want your will. It's very, there's a lot of power and authority in that.
In that, come thy kingdom, be done
yes.
thy will. I think too often we try to tell God how we want it to be, right? God, make so-and-so do this. God, tell so-and-so that they need to do that over there instead of that over there. Right? Talk to us, Betty. Come, thy kingdom, be done thy will.
You know, I learned a long time ago that the innocence of children is so important when we pray. And you say, why do you say that, Betty? Well, I'm going to tell you. One of the things that I learned a long time ago is that, like you said, keep it simple. Now, when I pray out loud for someone, it is very simple. It is very to the point to ask, keep on asking, knock, keep on knocking, seeking. And one of the things that God told me is that I know your heart. That's where prayer starts, is in the heart. Because we want to pray the way that Jesus prayed, and he prayed with compassion. He prayed with love. He prayed with so much intensity in the garden that when he wept tears of blood. And we make it so hard because, oh, I don't have time to pray. In the days, weeks, and months to come, people, we have to find the time to pray. Because God's kingdom is coming, and his will is going to be done. And that's what we're seeking now, is we're seeking God's divine appointment. We're seeking his authority. We're seeking mm-hmm. his reckless love. We're seeking him so deep.
Right.
So I can't think of another vocabulary word. Maybe someone can help me. But we want that personal relationship with him is like talking to your bestest friend.
Yeah.
And just saying, hey, you know, and that's just how I prayed with myself
is that I talk to him like I'm talking to y'all.
Right.
It's from my heart. And sometimes it may not make a bit of sense, but he knows my heart.
Right.
He knows. Now, when you get me on a computer, I can type for hours.
Well, you can. You're great.
And it ain't going to stop.
You're going to keep on.
I am not a short typing prayer person. Now, if you get me spoken, but the power of the Holy Spirit curbed me of that in Newcastle, Indiana. Do not be afraid. Even
Amen.
Fear even comes in when we pray. It's like, oh, I don't want to say the wrong thing. You know, God will, you know, I'll mess it up. No, you talk to God like
Stop.
I'm talking to you
just
now,
talk.
Listener. Just talk and let him do the work. Let control, surrender, let him do it. And you just tell him from your heart what you want. That, to me, that's what a prayer is.
Yeah, it is.
Is that you? Is just from your heart. God, help me. And I'm praying right now, God, help me. Help me to not be fearful. Help me to not panic. Help me not to have an anxiety attack. Help me to seek you in all things.
Amen.
Because I am nothing without you, Lord.
Amen.
And that's how simplistic it can be.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be
No, we don't have to be like the person on the corner who's, you know, preaching from the King James Version. It doesn't have to be that way. It's so simple, so soft, just like a child. God, I love you. Help me. If that's all you can say, even if it's just say the word Jesus, he's on the scene.
Amen. Amen. Romans 14:17 says, the kingdom of God is not what you eat or drink. Romans 14:17. It's three things. Righteousness, that's right standing with God, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And when Jesus chose these words in Matthew 6:10, when they said, teach us to pray, and he said, say this, come thy kingdom. What is he saying here? He is saying, ask God to grow these things in us, Angel. Righteousness, right standing with God, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, God, what you see in heaven, which is the perfect, your perfect will for my life, I'm going to get in line with that. Be done thy will. Megan, talk about this. Because so often we want to do our will, not God's will.
Well, I don't know, but I'm glad you finally called on me, because I'm over here like, Pastor, hey.
All you have to do is butt in, go ahead and say, hey, go ahead.
Never stopped you before.
Right, yeah, go ahead, Meg.
I'm trying to be respectful of my elders, okay, like it says in the Bible.
You're gonna pay for that. Go ahead.
I know. You know, when you say thy kingdom come, I've been every morning that I've been praying about, you know, the Holy Spirit show up and lead and intercede when necessary. I've also been saying, Lord, let your kingdom fall on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've been driving around, because that, you know, everybody listens, I deliver groceries, okay? So I'm in the car a lot. And there's a new song out by Corey Ashbery called My Father's House, or it's called Father's House. Mm-hmm. And that song would come on, and it talks about that when you're in your father's house, that there's no condemnation, there's no, you can't be brought up about your past. And so it's like, you know what? We're learning through what this experience is that God's house is the whole entire earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a four-walled building. It doesn't have a roof. And so it's like, so when we're praying from now on, let's pray what Pastor quoted, let your kingdom come.
Yes.
Because it is his will, and it's only his will that will be done. And we need to let him know that we're okay with that, that we're okay relinquishing control, that we are going to turn our eyes up to heaven, and we want heaven to fall on us, because that's where the faith is going to rise, the peace is going to fall, healing is going to come, and God's going to be able to move, because his people are doing what we're called to do. We're turning towards him.
Woo! It's right on. I turn my eyes upon you, Lord. I look full in your wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. Betty, you said this and didn't even know I was going to play this song next. Reckless Love, Corey Asbury. For you, Angel.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. And you have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. And you have been so, so kind to me. Still your love fought for me. And you have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. And you have been so, so kind to me. Shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't.
Oh, yeah. That's the love that God has for you, dear listener. You know, there are so many of us that struggle in this life when it seems that there are voices coming at us that are so very strong and overpowering. Almost like, well, why aren't you panicked? You know what I mean, Angel?
Oh, yeah.
It's like we're living in a climate right now. This is March 15th, 2020. We're recording this live. We're in the studio live as we always are every Sunday afternoon. We are in the midst of a global pandemic like we have not seen before. And we're in the middle of a global fear attack by the enemy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you're right. I've seen that just in the last few days. You know, most people in my world, they know I have a compromised immune system, so I am definitely high risk for catching infections or getting sick, and I'm living my life like normal.
You're working like way too much.
I'm working a lot, but you know, I've taken the precautions of, you know, making sure that I'm eating my healthy foods and using hand sanitizers and washing my hands more frequently, but I have not stopped living my life. Like, I don't live by fear. I live by faith. I know my God has ordained all my days of my life, you know, and I'm just trusting in Him, and I'm watching the panic, and it's just, it's real, and it's overtaking so many people's lives, and you know, it's causing, it's a trickle effect. It's not just the fear we're feeling, but it's the impact on people's finances. They're spending money they don't have to get supplies. You know, it's just this huge trickle effect happening. And, you know, we have to live by faith, or else this fear will just bury us alive. It's an avalanche. That's what it's like. It's like a fear avalanche.
Yes. Look at Matthew 6:25. These are Jesus' words, because he knew coronavirus would be here in 2020. So he said these words, Matthew 6:25. Therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall touch, how many rolls of toilet paper you have in your cupboard. I don't see that right here in the Amplified version after all, Angel. I think I added that. Is not life greater in quality than food, and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth much more than they? Verse 27, and you? And who of you by worrying and being anxious can add one unit of measure to his stature or to the span of his life? Why should you be anxious about clothes? And he goes in all about that. Betty, you want to comment on these verses right here? I talked about these on the Facebook post this morning.
Yes, you did. And, you know, this is the trust. This is the faith. This is the dependence on Almighty God, that we should not fear. That he will give us, I believe that through all of this, there's going to be clarity, that there's going to be direction, that God's going to give a lot of his people. It might be you, Pastor, might be Angel, Megan, or myself, of how to equip other people so that their faith does not fail. We're going to try to do it through Beacon of Hope, through the word of encouragement. And I encourage, you know, the listeners to encourage one another so that you don't have to worry about where your next meal is going to come from, where your next, what clothes that you're going to wear, because God has already prepared the way. He is already He's already directing our path. Which path do you want to take? Do you want to take yours or his?
Amen.
Fairly easy answer is, let's follow the path that Jesus has for us.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry. Don't be discouraged, because he is, and I've said this so many times on Facebook posts, he is in control, people.
He is.
And I know, even though there's a song that says, even though we can't see him working, he is working.
We did that this morning.
And I can't remember the entitles, the whole song, but he is working on our behalf. He is giving us direction. And
no longer slaves, Tasha Cobbs.
No. We aren't. We're no longer slaves to fear. Is that we are his handiwork. We are his children. We are his the gold that he created in us. I just have a loss for words because I'm trying not to cry.
It's okay.
Is that I have let fear overtake me a few times this week, only because of the hype.
Right.
If I would stay off of Facebook.
Right.
If I would just continue to type words of encouragement to those that need it, then that would increase my faith so that I would not have fear, that I would not doubt, that I would not be anxious about anything. And that's what it says in Matthew that you just read, is let me tell you, do not worry about your life. And that's what I'm speaking to myself right now. What you eat or drink or about your body, God's in control. He's still
amen.
On the throne. And I have a big amen to that because he's still on the throne.
He is.
He's still in authority. He is still Almighty God. He is Jehovah Shammah. He is here and he is present. He is your Jehovah Rapha. He is your healer.
And amen.
You cannot lose hope. Because if we lose that,
right,
we're backtracking. And what we mm-hmm. want to do is God wants us to move forward. He wants us to move toward him, not away from him.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Which takes me to the last four verses of Matthew chapter 6. And then, Megan, I'm going to ask your comments, and you, Angel. Matthew 6, 31, 2, 3, and 4. Therefore, these are the words of Jesus, do not worry and be anxious. Now, remember, Jesus already knew about coronavirus when he sat there and discussed this. Okay? What are we going to have to eat? What are we going to have to drink? What are we going to have to wear? For the heathen Gentiles wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. Verse 33, but seek, aim at, and strive after, I'm in the Amplified Bible, first of all his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given to you besides. So do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble. Megan?
Yeah, that's words of wisdom that we need to enact now. Because, you know, we've had some serious things happen in the United States, you know, just within the past 10 to 15 years. But we've never seen this type of seclusion
right.
from each other,
right.
with the schools closing,
yeah.
you know, words of domestic travel possibly being canceled. Well, you know what? We will survive.
We will.
Because the Bible tells us so. I mean, not to sound so, immature, but it's true. We have a guarantee for 365 days a year. Do not fear. God has it covered.
Amen.
And, you know, since, I guess, January, I've been on this thing of trying to make the spirit stronger than the flesh.
Right.
And I've been fasting a lot, pretty much every single day. And maybe that's a time for people to start doing that now, realizing that we don't need substance, such as food, to survive necessarily. We need more substance from the kingdom of heaven.
Sure.
We need more substance. We need more depth with God.
Right.
So here we are, we're isolated from each other, but we are not isolated from the power of the Almighty.
Amen. Amen. And there's going to be ministries like ours that will remain open, and shows like this that will continue during this brief, and it will be brief. We'll look back on this and say, wow, that was horrible, but we got through it. Angel, talk to us about this. Seek first, aim at, and strive. That's verse 33. First of all, his kingdom. And we said his kingdom is righteousness, right standing with God, peace, and joy. We should be seeking peace. We should be seeking joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And that's where those words came from, Angel, when we sang today, The Joy of the Lord by Wren Collective, that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's where those words were. When we can't see it, he's still working. When he's right.
Right.
But go ahead, comment.
Well, when I hear those words, you know, what I hear from it is that we're to stay in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we
that's
start,
good.
You know, worrying about tomorrow, I mean, that's when we start getting our thoughts so focused and all these other things that are ahead of us, we're losing this moment that we're in, you know, and God is there to supply, you know, he's there to supply our needs. He is our peace. Our focus needs to be on him.
Amen.
And putting our trust in him. Instead, when we start thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow, what's this, we are kind of thinking that we have this control over all these things, which we do not.
We sure do not, do we?
We don't have the, especially over this, you know, pandemic that's going on. We do not have control over what's going to happen with all kinds of pieces, but we do know who's in control. Right. We do know, and we serve him. And so staying in the moment, I think, you know, that's just really where God wants us to be, in the moment with him.
Amen. And not giving in to these tactics of the devil.
Absolutely. You know, I am really blessed that I do not have cable and I do not have news and I do not have any of those things. And sometimes it's not a blessing when I wake up and it's really cold and I didn't know it was going to rain or something. But, you know, so in our house, there, I don't have any of that coming in and flooding the house, you know, and I'll go check up once in a while and see, you know, if there's something I need to know as it relates to like changes with like medical and stuff for like my patients and stuff. But for the most part, I have stayed way clear of it. And I think
that helps.
Has helped me so much, because it would be so easy to.
Well, I think most of America is stuck on the latest report.
I think they are too. I think it's like,
that's our human tendency.
And like, just limit yourself to, you know, checking a couple times a day. Like, if there's something major coming out, you'll find it. You'll get, you know, it's easy to Google and get a little bit of information that you can read it and not hear it, not let it bombard us. You know, take control over it.
Absolutely. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, as you all were talking, I've been praying in the spirit. And one of the things that God alerted me, because of what I just told you about my personal dealing with fear, is that if you look throughout the Bible, starting with, I guess, what he gave me was starting with Moses and the Israelites, how many years that they spent in the desert. You know, there wasn't anything. God gave them exactly what they needed, manna from heaven. He gave them. They were able to have water,
mm-hmm.
just like when there were. And I don't know why I pick Moses, because Moses is my dude. I love him. Is that he went through basically what we've been through? Is he's heard all of the Israelites complaining? Well, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't we doing that? Why did we come out here? Why didn't we just die in Egypt? Well, God had a plan for them, just like he does for us today, is that God wants to see us through this. He wants us to not slide back. He wants us, and I keep saying this, to slide forward. I'm paraphrasing it again, is that how close he wants us to be to him. And it's just not us four. It's for the however many millions of people that are out there that he wants to get your attention. So depend on me. I am your creator. I am your provider. I will see you through. And if he's for us, guys, who can be against us? And who better person do you want on your side than the Lord God Almighty? Who better will empower us than his Holy Spirit, who will see to give us peace and comfort when we feel like that we're defeated?
Amen.
And it's just one of those things, Amen. Guys, that we got to pray through this. Mm-hmm. We have got
to
depend on God more than we have in my 60-plus years of life. That I have never, the only other time I prayed harder was when Grayson was born. But I have never prayed harder, more intensely than I have in these last 15 to 20 days, or however long it's lasted. I don't even know. And I really don't even care anymore.
Right.
But we have got to trust God. We have got to put him at the forefront, before our feet. And you said this many weeks ago, before our feet hit the floor. Good morning, God. What have you got for me today? What can I do to advance your kingdom? And it works. Trust me, it works. Let's encourage one another. Let's give each other a boost every now and then. Let's pray for one another without ceasing. Let's boldly approach the throne of glory with boldness and with confidence in knowing that my God reigns.
Amen and amen. Jesus loves me. This I know, right?
Yep. For the Bible.
Go ahead.
Tells me so.
Go ahead, Meg, your turn. Little ones.
Little ones to him belong.
They are weak. Angel.
Oh, I can't sing.
But he is strong. Jesus loves me, Chris Tomlin. Dear audience, God loves you so much, so much. Take this in. Take this in.
I was lost. I was in chains. The world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone. I was covered in shame. When he came for me, I couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me, he loves me, he is for me. Jesus, how can
loves you so very much, dear one. If you are not confident that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, now is your time to make that decision. If you choose, nobody forces it on you. If you are not sure right now that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, pray this prayer, please, with me. Megan, just repeat it after me, will you? And people, you can say it with Megan. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that God sent his Son to this world to die for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that God sent his Son to this world to die for my sins and sickness.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that I can confess my sins and he hears me.
I believe that I can confess my sins and he hears me.
So please forgive me, Lord, now for anything and everything.
So please forgive me, Lord, now for anything and everything.
That I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
That I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
I welcome you to come into my heart right now.
I welcome you to come into my heart right now.
Lord Jesus, come and live in me.
Lord Jesus, come and live in me.
I am your child and you are my Lord.
I am your child and you are my Lord.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
Amen. And amen. Amen. Why is that important, Megan, that people prayed that prayer with us?
Pastor, because that's their ticket into eternity.
Amen.
That is their lifesaver.
Yes.
That is a guarantee that you are forever in the house of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Grab a pen and write this down, because some of you may want to call a friend and say, you better listen to the show that I just heard. And you can do that. I am recording it live right here on YouTube. And so at the end of this show, here is the way that you can access it and tell your friends. YouTube.com/TanTalkRadio/Living the Good Life. And the date will be 3/15/20. I'll give it to you one more time. Write it down. You can listen to this. By the time I close this show out, it'll be right there on YouTube. Okay? YouTube.com/TanTalkRadio/Living the Good Life 3/15/20. Why would someone want to go listen to this show again, Betty?
Hope.
Hmm.
Inspiration.
Okay.
Overcoming the spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to lean on the everlasting arms.
Amen.
Learning to believe in God more than what they're hearing versus the news or the media, the hype, whatever you want to call it, is
sure.
That God is the truth, the life, and the way.
Mm-hmm.
And if God is for us, who can be against us?
Mm-hmm.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that God has dominion and authority over the coronavirus.
Amen.
That he has he is the all authority over fear, and that we have the authority to cast out these thought-provoking thoughts of fear that
yeah.
Satan tries to bring on us.
We do.
And people, yes, we do have the authority. All we, you know, Jesus himself said it, like you said earlier in the broadcast, 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, Satan tempted him. And it is written,
yes,
that the word of God is all powerful, that it cleanses us and keeps us going, keeps us enlightened, gives us joy, gives us hope. And if we would just begin to start praying more and praising God, that the Spirit of the Lord is roaming to and fro, looking for whoever he wants to help. And if we look at 2 Chronicles, and I can't remember the exact verse.
16:9. The eyes...
2 Chronicles. Yeah, the eyes of the Lord, yes. But if my people...
Oh, 7:14.
By my name,
yeah.
7:14 will humble themselves and pray,
mm-hmm.
seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. And I'm doing this off the top of my head. I probably missed something.
No,
and I
that's
will
right.
forgive their sins and heal their land.
Yes.
And that's what we have to do. We've got to seek his face in all things. Again, underline A-L-L, all things.
Amen. Talk to us, Meg.
Well, you know, I just can tell you that now is the time to quote Psalm 91, verse 14 through 16.
Go right ahead.
It says, "If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God. I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best care if you'll only get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. I'll be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you a life, a long life, give you a long drink of salvation.
Amen. You're in the Message Bible, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Go up a few verses. No plague shall come to your tent.
Yes.
Go on up a few verses and read those two. Psalm 91, everyone.
Okay. Fear nothing, not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not disease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will even graze you. You'll stand untouched, watch it all from a distance, watch the wicked turn into corpses. Yes, because God's your refuge, the high God, your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He orders his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path.
Woo! Amen. Psalm 91. Read
Amen.
It. Read it and declare it over your life. Angels, some words.
I think during this time it is really important for us to start feeding our faith.
Yes.
And taking that time and listen to your worship music when you're in the car. Turn
yes.
the radio and the news and all of that off and just you make that time
yes.
your time with God. I
right.
know we're busy and this is putting extra press on our time and our energy and our resources. And, you know, use your car time as your time to feed your spirit. Pray
Amen.
While you're in the shower. You know, instead of scrolling social media, use your Bible app and scroll the Word of God. Feed your faith.
Amen. Feed your faith. Starve your fears, right?
Yes.
Amen. It's faith versus fear. It's what it's all about. Betty, final word?
Well, I just want to encourage people to that if you have a need, if it's fear, if it's anxiety, send us a request, and we will be glad to pray for you at
mm-hmm.
prayers at bohnglobal.com, because God hears our prayers. He is interceding for us, and there is nothing greater than we can do for each other than to pray and
Amen.
Seek his face in all things.
Amen.
I love you guys.
Love you, Betty
love
Thomas.
You too.
Thank you so much. Megan, a final word?
I just want to proclaim that over all of us that we're covered by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And that even though that right now this seems like a big disaster coming, it's not, because God's got it under control.
He's got it.
And I just speak peace over every person listening, and I rebuke any fear, worry, doubt of
Thank
any
you.
Type
yes.
coming in from any angle in the name of Jesus.
Amen. We agree.
Love you guys.
Amen. Thank you, Megan Thomas Kramer.
Love you both.
God bless you, mother and daughter. You are amazing, and we love you both very much. Angel?
Well, I think I've said it many times throughout the show is that we have to really, really stay in the moment and trust him and be careful what we're feeding our mind and letting our eyes see, you know, that little children's song. Trust him.
Amen.
Trust him.
Trust him. Keep your eyes off the problem and get your eyes on the Word. And I'm going to play this song again. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. And he loves you, dear one. God's got a plan for your life. You just need to trust him. Get in the Word. I agree with everybody saying, get in the Word. Get in the Word. We're reading the book of Matthew right now at church, so join us in the book of Matthew. That'll help you. And God bless every one of you that have been listening today. It's been a great show. Remember, you can catch this again as soon as we close out here. YouTube.com/TanTalkRadio/Living the Good Life 31520. God bless you. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries, Clearwater, Florida, bringing you the Word today with my amazing, wonderful friends and radio team members, Dr. Angel Falzoni, Betty Thomas, and Megan Thomas Kramer. God bless every one of you. Join us again next Sunday afternoon, because we're going to be right here at 3 o'clock live. Right here. God bless you. See you then.
WUTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Overcrowded airports, new restrictions. I'm Ann Cates. Long lines have been reported.